was fun, bitch. Get on your white horse and ride up home for the trash. Strike a pose, lion. You suck. Strike a pose, Pimpson. Strike a pose for the Red Wing. Strike a pose for the goddamn Tigers, bitch. Ohio sucks. Kiss my ass, Cleveland. Strike a pose for the demonologist, bitch. Cosmo. Strike a pose, you funky bitch. Well, you know the Cardinals coop is back. Oh, yeah. Season 4. Enough of that going to the doctor shit and all that good shit. You heard it and you loved it. I got a little, actually, a reprise of that shit after a phone call I got today. And I'm going to talk about that shit in just a minute. But anyway, welcome to Season 4 of the Cardinals coop. Now, if you don't know a damn thing about the coop, well, first of all, shame on your ass. Second of all, you know, just by the intro, we curse, we belch, we do not say excuse me, because it's a natural act. We talk sports. We talk about gambling. I encourage you to gamble. I encourage you to take from your wife and your children. You do what you got to do. Place that bet and make a better life for you and your family. Now, goddammit, the Cardinal is back. Now, first of all, strike a pose, bitch. And when you hear me say strike a pose, that means I'm making you famous. All right, now, I ain't going to go into why. You listen to the other shows and you'll know what that means. I am the leader of the church of the conspiracy. Everything's fixed. Sports to politics. I want to get on with this shit. All right, we're going to be talking fantasy football today. Now, I got a fantasy football insider, man who goes by the name of Jay Lou. Now, he's too goddamn scared to come on the show. I'm calling him the insider, and he ain't came on here yet. But that's okay, because I'm going to call his stank ass out until he shows up. See, he's the commissioner of my pay league. That I'm going to win and take all these bastards' money. I will be airing out my leagues. The leagues that I'm in, I'm calling y'all out. And you will have an opportunity to come on the coop at some point and respond. Either that or I won't let you. But strike a pose. So what's going on, y'all? I mean, it's a lot of interesting shit. The demonologist should be joining us today. Talk a little fantasy sports, okay? But it's not, the demonology is not going to give his fantasy state of the address today. But he is going to come on and he's going to talk a little shit. Now, there's one thing, speaking of the word shit. Before I get into my topics today, you know, I got to say a little something about Plaxico Burress, a little something about Maurice Claret. You know, the jail people, they trying to make moves. You understand? Clemens, all that. You heard me air him out two shows ago and whatnot. And I do want to say a little something about motherfuckers who's stepping outside their boundaries. And we're going to start with James Toney. I mean, goddamn, this motherfucker's a disgrace. You disgraced Ann Arbor and the D with that damn showing that you pulled on. But I'll get into that in a minute ago. A moment ago, I said the word shit. Let me tell y'all something. I do remember y'all, two shows ago, I did a show, second from the last show of season 3. It was called Cardinals Trip to the Doctor. I went, got a clean bill of health. I talked about that old woman that stuck her fingers up my ass, creek fuck up my ass, to go digging for gold. Bitch came up with nothing. She told me my prostate was in good health. I would encourage all you bastards to go out and do that. Now, some of you motherfuckers get your prostate checked on the regular, you know, and that's your business, and that's some behind closed door shit. Cardinal doesn't need to know nothing about that. Ain't nothing PC about this show. We talk about faggots. We talk about dykes. We talk about honkies, spicks, and niggers on this show. Okay, and we will have a special guest from for show that'll be joining us today. And you know what the show is. That is the original podcast founded by the Cardinal, co-hosted by that jack-off named me, okay? And basically you can go to FSHOSHOW.com, forshowshow.com, and hear the baddest fucking podcast ever besides the Coop. Because you get your Cardinal all to himself. And I hope y'all chirping. Y'all better be on Twitter. You can follow the Cardinal at twitter.com/CardinalDave. I'm not spelling that shit for you illiterate motherfuckers down here in Georgia that can't spell and can't see past that bowl of buttery laced grits that you bastards eat every goddamn morning. But anyway, man, speaking of shit, I got a call from the damn doctor today. Now, I thought I was all done with this shit. You know, I had to get him some little tiny stool samples last time. Well, apparently, you know, the stool samples that I gave them, this bitch gonna call back and tell me, well, they came back from the lab and apparently you didn't put enough of the stool on there. You have to redo it. And then I said, bitch! Some old Dolomite shit. I mean, I was like, well, goddamn. First of all, I didn't appreciate doing that shit in the first place. And for those who don't know, man, I had to actually, for 3 days, when I went to take a shit, and the Cardinal did shit 3 days in a row. I'm regular. I'd take some gloves, reach in, pick up a piece of shit, take this little wooden stick, and dig on the shit and wipe it on this damn cardboard thing that they give me, and then you tucks in, and then you put it in this goddamn bag with hazard written all over it. The Cardinal shit is clean. They need to put it in a damn one of them bags that you get for people's parties and shit. But anyway, man, this bitch ain't gonna tell me. I mean, look, yeah, hell yeah, I only put a little small smear on there. Shit, I ain't feel like doing that shit. Okay, this time what I'm going to do is when I go pick that shit up tomorrow, I'm going to take my, after I shit, I'm going to take the whole ball of shit and just smear it on there. And I'm going to do that shit 3 goddamn days in a motherfucking row. And I ain't going to keep reaching in the goddamn toilet playing with my shit. I stopped doing that shit in high school. There ain't no motherfucking way, you know, and then I didn't have gloves on. So the Cardinal has moved up in the world. But anyway, enough with the toiletries. You know, let's move on to some other shit. And again, we're waiting on the demonologist to call. If he don't call in the next 10 minutes, you know, we in the Coop at about 20, 25 minutes. If he don't call back in 10 minutes, then I will be calling him and airing his black ass out. But anyway, let's get some music going. I got to break some shit down, man, because I'm very disappointed in some motherfuckers, man. I mean, my whole thing is this. Wow. Oh yeah. Can't shout on us a little Willie D. I gotta turn that shit down. But anyway, man, I'm a little disappointed with motherfuckers named James Tony right now. Now, James Tony felt the need. I don't know if it's money, I don't know if it's weed, I don't know what the fuck it is, but he felt the need to get in the ring in the UFC, in the octagon, with longtime UFC legend Randy Couture. Now, Couture is 47 years old. This motherfucker is way past his prime, and most people in the UFC could air his ass out with no problem right now. But James Toney, what the fuck was your black ass thinking? Now, I know you a bad motherfucker and all, but goddamn, at some point, does a nigga's bravado have to get the best of them? Do niggas' egos have to take them there? I mean, god, hold on, look at the Willie D motherfucker. I don't fuck crazy, see, I don't know who that is. But this motherfucker got in the ring with, and this motherfucker was on his back. I mean, look, the only shot he would have had at doing anything to Couture was the minute he got out there, just start swinging. Just swing on him and hope to connect. But he came out. You know how niggas do when they start squaring off. They moving their fists and moving their arms and going in a goddamn circle. I said, I knew right then and there. I said, this shit ain't finna last. That goddamn coach, you grabbed this motherfucker by his ankles and did a college wrestling flip. Flipped him over. That was the end of that shit. Now, I'm glad I went to the Cheyenne Grill and ate down there, ate a beef brisket. That shit was out cold. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, check this out, man, because this is what happened to fucking Tony. That's what Coach Hero was singing. In case you can't hear it, he's saying, die, motherfucker. But, I mean, he flipped him over and basically choked him out. Now, Tony hung in there for a couple of minutes. I give him credit. You know, but I guess he felt that wind leaving him. And when that shit leaving your lungs, nigga, that's it. You cuts that shit out. Okay? So anyway, man, that's enough of that, man. I wish motherfuckers would stop overstepping their boundaries. Get in where the fuck you fit in, like Too Short said. You know, I mean, Michael Jordan tried to play baseball. Yeah, that fucking shit didn't work. You know, now you got motherfucking Brandon Marshall, wide receiver for the Dolphins, talking about if the goddamn NFL locks out next year, he gonna go to the NBA. And he got game. And not only that, he done narrowed it down to four or five teams he want to play with. I said, I think, nigga, the best thing you can do, especially with Chad Henne throwing you the motherfucking ball, is, you know, don't try and play in the NBA. Go play with yourself. Okay, go reach in your jock and play with your goddamn self. Okay, do like the Cardinal does on Saturday. Well, never mind. But I'm just, you know, and you know, because you're going to have enough problems with Chad Henne trying to get you the motherfucking football. I haven't drafted Brandon Marshall in that one goddamn league, and anybody who drafts Marshall is out their fucking mind. Now, if you get him in the 7-8 round, that's cool. But this motherfucker's taking him 3rd round, 2nd round. I think he's going to do whatever. I'll save that fantasy bullshit for the motherfucking demonologist when he brings his ass up. But anyway, man, I'm just saying, man, people need to stay within. Do what you do well. You know what I'm saying? All these NFL motherfuckers, Ocho Cinco, you know, I think he was talking that basketball shit not too long ago. All right, y'all hear this phone ringing. I mean, we got the demonologist coming up right now. Demon!
What's up, man?
What's going on? Hold on. Let me cut this goddamn music down, man. Go on and talk to the people.
Well, I just want everybody to know what's happening. The NFL season has just got started. Hell, after they get down to that final cut this Saturday, I will be opening up the season with my picks for week one. I haven't figured out this year's NFL team yet, but we working on that.
Well, man, I was just sitting here a minute ago talking about motherfuckers overstepping their boundaries and basically not staying within the realm of themselves. I mean, I don't know if you caught that UFC bullshit that jumped off this week with James Toney's crazy ass thinking he was going to get in the octagon and beat Randy Couture, and Couture flipped his Ann Arbor looking ass all the way around, choked him out. That shit didn't go 3 minutes. I mean, why can't motherfuckers just get in where they fit in? I thought Too Short told them that shit.
Man, that was the most bullshit ass. James Toney ain't had no business trying to get into that shit. He wasn't shit when he was a regular boxer. he made some money. He lost it all.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you know a little something because you from Ann Arbor, James Toney from Ann Arbor. I mean, you know, actually, you from Inkster. But you spent some time in Ann Arbor. So, I mean, did you ever hang out with James Toney? Did y'all ever go get whores?
Nah, I never hung out with James Toney. Last person on this planet that I wanted to hang out with. a couple of members of his crew, though, let me know what kind of crazy motherfucker he was.
Oh yeah, well shit.
He liked to make it rain like your boy from the tank.
Yeah, Pac-Man.
He liked Pac-Man.
Yeah, he got carted off the field the other day too at preseason.
He liked to make it rain. And he liked to see what he. what his boy tell me, he likes to jack off about $50,000 in one weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's
a... Swing it on the phone. I'm like, God damn.
Well, that sounds like some Charles Barkley type shit.
That was fucked up.
Well, look here, man. I want to get down to the bare bones of this shit. Now, we can talk about James Tony another goddamn time, man. I was sitting here.
I'm going to call you back because I'm losing signal.
Goddamn it. Go on and call me back, man. All right, call right back.
Yep.
See, this is what happens when you goddamn doing a motherfucking show and you have technical goddamn difficulties. I was just getting ready to go into Brandon Marshall and all that bullshit, but anyway, you can listen to a little Maroon 5, you stupid bitch. Alright, get the demon back here. Yeah, this goddamn iPhone been getting on my nerves. I don't know if y'all having problems with these iPhones. Yeah, I don't know. This motherfucking phone been acting a fucking fool all day. I'm going to go up in AT&T office and shove it up this broad's ass. And give it to me.
Well,
and then I'm going to put something else in.
You probably got a shitty back.
Well, I just probably need to go take a shit, you know, regardless. What do you think of that?
I think you
were
off the chain.
Nah, this the coop, goddammit. You know how we talk. Shit, man.
Let's get back on this football.
Yeah, cause you know I'll go elsewhere with the shit. Now,
everybody,
anyway.
Everybody had almost finished their draft.
Nah.
I just want y'all to know I had one of the most ass backwards drafts known in the history of the world.
Now, is this in the Detroit Football League or?
Yeah, Detroit Football League. I had one of the most ass
tackles
drafts
as well. Now, wait a minute. There's something special about that league. What'd you do in that league last year?
I was champion, but that was last year.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, I'm free meat now. I got bulls out on my back.
Well, look here, man. I understand that you was the champion and all that, and I know you had a bad draft or whatever the hell you did, but I want to let your ass know. I want to make myself known. God damn it, I'm here. And that bullshit you pulled last year, that shit ain't happening this year. You ain't winning shit. And I want to, and this song I'm playing in the background is called Cold River. See, that's what the fuck is going to happen to y'all. It's going to be a cold river that runs through that goddamn league. And I want to let everybody know right now that anybody that's in the Detroit Football League that's listening, I got a couple of leagues out there. I ain't going to talk about Thunderdome because we ain't drafted yet. But shout out to the masters of the gridiron and all you motherfuckers, by the way, that's listening across the country and don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you're in a fantasy league, then you understand. If you don't, just sit here and be entertained by this shit, you freaky bitch. But I'm in another league called the League of Distinguished Gentlemen. Now, I don't know where they get that from. It's a damn woman in that league, too, so I don't know if they're going to change the title. And it's a league. It's a woman in the Detroit Football League this year. That's the pay league. Now, I understand if you women want to get in these free leagues. I understand that shit. But I just talked a little bit about getting in where you fit in and people stepping out of their boundaries like James Tony and Brandon Marshall talking about if it ain't no league next year, he gonna go play basketball in the NBA and all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? T.O. think he can hoop. I'm sitting there, I'm like, look, let me tell you motherfuckers something.
You gotta remember that these people make money to make headlines. They didn't say any goddamn thing.
And ain't gonna do shit.
They get paid to make headlines. That's why they make all the big bucks.
Yeah, but we living in a time where these simple-minded motherfuckers is actually trying this shit. And getting their ass whooped and getting embarrassed. That was that food I ate earlier,
okay,
bitch.
Everybody can do that. I ain't mad at them for getting the payday. Fuck it.
Well, shit. Well, anyway, man. Fantasy football, man. I will be calling teams out of the leagues and all that shit. I ain't doing that shit right now. But, J. Lou, get your punk ass on here and fucking start breaking down some shit. Or I'm going to talk about your monkey ass every week. I was going to talk about Cleveland and talk about Ohio, but that's just too goddamn easy. You know, worst sports city ever. Okay, they don't win nothing. Okay, don't talk to me about Ohio State. Because they don't win the big game. Okay, and so what? They won a bowl game last year. They beat a nobody. Don't talk to me. You know, that city of Cleveland never wins anything. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But look, man, I'm looking forward to talking fantasy football with you this year, and just talking NFL, period. But starting in 2 weeks, we're going to get to talking about betting and betting on these NFL games, because that's how the Coop got founded. We're going to be talking about betting your mortgage, betting your kids money, taking money from your wife, doing what you got to do to put bread on the table, man. I mean, goddammit, the bread must be baked.
Anybody that has money in their children's education fund, you better get it all out before the banksters rob you.
That's a whole nother subject.
See, send them to China. Send them to Canada. God damn it. Don't send them to this motherfucker. Hey. Waste the money. Yeah, you don't pay for no shit like that.
They don't
get a scholarship.
Well, that funny ass looking money in Canada is going to be worth a whole lot more than this bullshit that we fucking around with. Nah, they keep fucking with it. Ain't that a bitch? Well, look here, man.
It already is.
I'm about to wrap this motherfucker up. I actually did about 10-15 minutes of the show before you came on, but we gonna start breaking that shit down, man. Give me your pick quickly for who you think is gonna win it all, and break that shit down for a minute.
Well, I don't give a damn what y'all think of America. Brett Favre is winning it all. Take that shit to the bank.
Well, a lot of these people saying that his ankle.
I don't give a fuck what's wrong with his motherfucking ankle. I don't give a fuck about Sidney Rice. Them sorry motherfuckers ain't got to win. They in a fucked up division. They can win that bitch at the end of the season. It don't matter. I don't give a fuck how bad their record is. They gonna make the playoffs and they gonna win it all.
Well, you know, I had one simple-minded motherfucker tell me, and I think it was your ass, that the Detroit Lions might win 8 or 9 games this year.
Yeah, I put it out there. I went out on the limb. Detroit is much improved.
Now, look here, man. Now, you know I respect your game. And the way you ran through the field of 64 in the NCAA last year was nothing short of genius. And the way you picked the Super Bowl, how you broke that shit down, that shit was masterful. But saying that the Detroit Lions are going to win any goddamn thing shows that you've been dipping in the night train bottle again, brother. I thought you stopped drinking that shit.
Hey, look here. Worst team in the NFC North is the Chicago Bears. Hands down. I'm sorry, motherfucker.
Well, the Chicago Bears ain't shit. Oh, and by the way, all you people up in Chicago, demonologists, that's where he is. Don't you think for 1 minute that Manny Ramirez is going to do anything for the White Sox. Them motherfuckers ain't shit.
Manny Ramirez is going to turn the team around, brother.
No, now you the main one that was killing the White Sox.
Hey, Ramirez is going to
be bad. Now, I forgot you up there in Chicago. You drinking that goddamn Kool-Aid. Well, look here, man. We got a... we gotta go ahead, man. We gotta wrap this motherfucking show up and shit, man.
I'm gonna have my season tickets.
Y'all hear it? Y'all hear it? We gonna break that shit down in a couple of weeks. All right, right now we got the motherfucking.
We get them
in so we know who to tell you bastards to bet on. That's right.
Who all going to fuck to the practice squad and all that bullshit. Y'all don't think that shit is important, but...
Well, anyway, man, look here. I hate to cut you off, Demonologies. Actually, I don't, but I just hung up on him. But anyway, We about to go on ahead and wrap this motherfucker up. I said we had a special guest coming up. I'm going to let him take us out of here. From the For Show legend, give it up for 7-Eleven.
Good evening. And thank you, Cardinal Dave. My name is 7-Eleven. And first of all, get out of my store. Second of all, I will be breaking down skinnies. I will be breaking down overs and unders in the NFL. And when you come on my store, please, please purchase something, especially if you're Negro. And do not talk about my wife, even though she has a dot on her forehead. Now, listen to Hoover Phonic. And as the Cardinal would say, strike a pose, bitch. Hooray for India.
Cardinals coop, bitch!